who dwells in the midst of each other me. Shine forth. He who dwells in the midst of each other me. Shine forth. Stop and shadow me. Shine forth. He who dwells in the midst of the shadow me. Shine forth. He who dwells in the midst of the shadow me. Shine forth.
Shine forth. He this time. Amen. I believe we have laid a significant background foundation for the teaching that is before us. And as we are rounding up yesterday, we made a vital point, and the point that we made is that the Kairos of God is found within the Chronos, and the factor about the Kairos that makes it something of sorts that everybody has to pay attention to is that, you see, Kairos, we have to wait for maturation. You see, if it took 3 months for you to get to Kairos and then you miss the Kairos, it will take you another 3 months to get to another Kairos. Are you getting the point? So we used an exam to typify it. If somebody prepared for 3 months or 4 months, as the case may be, for a semester exam, many a times in this our climate, a semester exam might take, how long does it take you people to take exam those days in Futo? 2 weeks. Huh? 2 weeks or thereabout. You know, so imagine if you took that exam and then you failed. What did you study? Math. That means you did strength of material. Anthony, you see I'm trying, Abby. So imagine when somebody fails strength of material. When is the next time he's going to retake the exam? You see, my own is even lenient. Because if it is in your campus, it will take another year. It is not another semester. So it will take another cycle of 1 year for another Kairos to appear. Are you getting the point now? Meanwhile, both Kairos and Chronos are within the frame of time. So the Kairos is the maturation in Chronos, where everything that we have learned is now put to test. The important thing about the Kairos is that it can be missed, it can be aborted, it can be underused. There are many things that can happen to the Kairos. Sometimes you can actually know Kairos, but you did not maximize Kairos. So when Kairos appears and people do not maximize Kairos, Kairos will shift and might... You see, I'm being lenient because... and I'm using 3 months so that your faith will not fly away. But more often than not, Kairos might be 5 years. Kairos might be 10 years. Have you not noticed that you have Kairos? When was the last time you had serious encounter with God that made you begin to pursue God in this dimension? Is it not 2017? What serious... God has been helping you. You have healed the sick, did a lot of things. But that year was serious for you. It shifted you totally from who you were before to another kind of person. 2017. Somebody is at the back and is bearing witness. You will notice that was a Kairos. Is it not true? What you are living now is as a result of how much you took advantage of that Kairos. You see, in Kairos, a lot of things happen. Subsequently, you will think you are growing the thing. Nothing increased. Nothing happened new. It's just that you are increasing in what happened in Kairos. You are expanding in what happened in Kairos. So, the degree to which you took advantage of that Kairos is what you will live. So, when Kairos opens, in this our context, the Kairos is like the move of God. And when the move of God opens up on your life, and in this instance, opens up upon a territory, a group of people, a commission, a mandate. Let's use you for an example. When the move of God opens up on your life, you see, the tendency is that if you are discipled and trained, you will actually know that something has opened up in your life. Now, because it is something that is beyond what you can manage as a person, It will mean that the thing will just come as a wave over your life, over your destiny. And the aspects of your life and destiny that you succeeded in opening up to the move of God will be the aspects that will be impacted the most by that move of God. Meanwhile, are you getting the point? The target of God is that one sweep of that move of God is enough to last you for a lifetime. Meanwhile, it so happened that that move of God that came upon your life probably only touched your academics, and you became very powerful in your academics. For some people, the move of God met them when they were in 200 level in campus, and they opened up the move of God only to their work with God, not knowing that that move also have the capacity to affect their academics, affect their finances, affect their family, affect many things. Now, the challenge, and I understand many times why people are unable to do this, is because it will take a lot of wisdom and labor for you to juxtapose this kind of season and position yourself in such a way that diverse areas of your life will come under the government of this new season that you have been brought into. Meanwhile, remember that in some cases, it is subjective context. Your work with God has come to a point where there is a build-up in the spirit. And that build-up, the scripture said, when the cloud is full of rain, when the cloud is full, can you help me and find it? Because that scripture is actually talking about Kairos. When it is full, it pours. So you have to pay attention to when it is full, because the outpouring is only possible when it is what? Full. Now, after the outpouring, it is not as if activities will not be going on. Are you following me? Activities will be going on, but it will not be by the energy of the outpouring. That is why we cry until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high. Then the activities that we ensue will not be as a result of the fact. You will notice that the pace of your growth as a believer in the seasons of Kairos is astronomical. Are you getting the point? Normally, it will take somebody 2 years to become this, 3 years to become this. But you notice that when men come under the Kairos, the rate of growth and their advancement and the direction in the direction of their destiny will be accelerated. Meanwhile, when that season passes, it will seem as if you entered another patch where there is struggle, labor, and all that. What you will be living off of is what you were able to lay hold on when a season of Kairos was what? Opened up to you. So a man have to be intelligent enough. Why did I quote a scripture and somebody has not located it? Let another person go and replace her quickly. So if you don't pay attention to the Kairos that is opened up over your life, you as a believer now, you will notice that in your walk with God, it's only your prayer life that was touched by that Kairos. So as long as it's a matter of prayer, are you paying attention? As long as it's a matter of prayer, you know you have it in the bag. But then fasting, it's not as if you can't fast. But your fasting is not under the move. You are fasting, but you are fasting by discipline. But when you pray by the move of God. Is it not true? But when you fast, you fast by a lot of discipline. It will mean that when the season opened up, you just desired the prayer thing. And you said, it's enough for me. Was it not the position of your heart? Meanwhile, that same thing have the capacity to affect prayer, affect study, affect fasting. So when you study under the move of God. And in those seasons, when the move of God comes upon you to study, you can do 20 hours. I'm telling you what I've experienced in my life. I've had seasons of the move of God on my life, especially what broke out on my life from the year 2014. And I noticed that within that period, because I think my 500 level was 2013. So within that period, if you remember, some of you, if you were in campus, if you are already in campus in 2013, raise your hand. You should be, you are already in campus in 2013. You are in what level? Now, wow. If you are already in campus in 2013, raise your hand. So you remember that there was a strike that time. There was a strike at some point in 2013, around the end of the year. So that was when I was supposed to defend my project, and the strike came. So people traveled. Oh boy, I was in my room in Njoku 313. And the move of God met me. So when the move of God met me, it was in that period I opened up my Bible study life, opened up my prayer life, opened up my fasting life. I fast, there is always discipline in spiritual engagement. If you remove discipline, you'll be lawless. But if it's all about discipline, then we can't go far. We can't touch the extraordinary dimension of God if we are not empowered by a spirit being. So it is the spirit being that powers you into the extraordinary. Or what do you think a man is doing sitting down and studying his Bible for 6 hours? Anybody that studies his Bible 3 hours every day is on for a mighty thing in this life. In fact, anybody that studies his Bible consistently for 1 hour will mature in 2 to 3 years. 1 hour consistently, daily, you will mature. I don't mean just read, I mean study. You know, there is read, then there is study. Of course, you will read before you what? Study. But I mean study. Study for 1 hour. You will become an enigma very soon. So imagine studying for 3 hours. Nobody can do that except a cloud is over you. And you need to realize the season of that cloud and take advantage of it. The truth is that all of your life will not be under that cloud. There is a season of your life that will open again. And then it's not as if the Holy Spirit is not helping you to study, but there is more of application of discipline. Very soon, many of you will be taken out of here, and you find yourself in US, Canada, UK, South Africa, all kinds of places in the world, and you will realize that the oppression of the same discipline and the things happening in your life now is no more as strong as it used to be, not because it shouldn't, but because it is no more under a move. That means a kairos has passed. So when that man wants to groan now, or fast, or pray, he has to labor into it. But when you are here now, all you need to do is to appear in bed pants. Is it not true, James? No matter what is happening, you know that if you appear in bed pants, something will happen. Where is Chisomu Dechu? You know if you appear in bed pants, something must happen. No matter if you went to school and you are tired, like yesterday, you just do like this, enter, put your head. There is a cloud. What you do is what? Put your head. Anybody that knows how to angulate himself in the spirit can never lack water. All you need, once you put your head, you will shift. In 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10, depending on how good you are. If you are with me, say amen. You see, that is a season that might not tarry. When you go back to your church, to pastor, you notice that the way you pray now, it's not as if you don't pray, but it's not as smooth and easy as it is here. Meaning that there is a government that is brought upon your spiritual discipline, and that government is as a result of the move of God that has come into maturation. There were seasons we are laboring into it, but it has matured. And God is willing to do many things within that season. So the areas, if you open up, if you decide and say that what I want is horn and anoint and all that, and say my finances is not among them. Anything you give me, I will eat, Lord. Even if it's gari soaked with granite, no sugar, I will eat. I just want you, Lord. I just want you, Lord. Then, you know, God cannot force himself on you. He will allow you to choose. In fact, you know, people said, how can a loving God send people to hell? The loving God will never send you to hell. You send yourself. Anybody that went there because of his choice. So God, that Jesus have died for everybody. It is remaining for you to choose Jesus and continue choosing him. Because what the Bible said is that whosoever keeps on believing on him, not just believe, but the literal translation is whosoever believed and keeps on what? Believing. Now, follow me now. So, when a kairos appears, a man have to, first of all, the first thing you need in a season of kairos is discernment. Discernment. You know, part of the things I'm teaching you, I learned many years ago from, some of the things I'm going to tell you, I learned many years ago from the man of God, Reverend David Ogbeni. You see, you can make progress or go back dependent on how much you took advantage of the kairos. And once that kairos passes, another thing will begin to happen. You will have to wait for another season of maturation. If you are with me, say amen. Amen. What I will do now is that, okay, look at the scripture we have been laboring for. If the clouds be full of rain, they will what? Empty themselves upon the earth. If the clouds be what? Full of rain. So many times you will pray for, you will be doing fasting. Fasting for months. Prayer for months. Study for months. Sacrifice, all kinds of things. And then a day will come, that fasting and prayer will now mature. And God will decide to invade. Remember what I was teaching you people on the concept of time as it captures both the Kairos and the Chronos. If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
Now, this is it. I told you people that there are three structures that you consider. One is the personality that created time. Two is the fact that time is created. What's the third one? Help me. The purpose. So this is what this is how Kairos finds itself. Watch. Remember, there is a Chronos, which is A and B. I need another A and B today. A and B, come. Alpha and Omega, come. I need Alpha and Omega. Quickly. Okay, don't worry. Let me choose. Come and stand here. This is Alpha. Are you with me? If this is Alpha, who is this? So this is the summary of time in this context. Remember, I'm the one that created time. And I created it for a purpose. So there is a build up. And I showed you people that there is things I needed to achieve within this frame. So in this universal, come and stand here. In these two universal sets, there is a subset. If you are with me, say amen. And that subset captures the agenda I want to fulfill as a dispensation, a part of the general thing I want to achieve. What I want to achieve is a degree, certificate, B engineering. Are you getting the point? When you move from A to B, what you will achieve is what? B engineering. Meanwhile, between B engineering is 100 level. Are you getting the point? So if I want to get first class from B engineering, I have to target 100 level. I hope you know that if it's not the way you read in 100 level, you live in read in 500 level. Is it not true? If you in 100 level, there are many things you are doing. In 500, you target your energy. You don't disperse yourself. Watch. If it is true, it means that 100 level within this universal set captures something I want to do. Meanwhile, I'm the one that created this point to achieve something here. So I came to 100 level. Huh? And then we started reading from first point in the 4 months that captures, how many months captures one, two semesters made up of a semester of 4 months, all things being equal, is it not true? As you off, school fees paid on time, everything being what? Equal. Lecturer coming on time, So, are you getting the point? Inside here now. And what we want to achieve is 100 level. Then another one is after 100 level. What's the next one? Assuming it's 400, 4 years course. Even though I don't know why it costs you 4 years anyway. 100 level. Huh? 200. The third one is what? The fourth one is what? And then we'll be able to achieve it. Now, if it is true, it means that the creator of time divided time into dispensation and ages. Meanwhile, within all the ages, there is one thing that needed to be achieved. As I will show you in the book of Ephesians, that God has one purpose in his heart that is summarized in all the ages. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So in this age, I have something to achieve. Meanwhile, 100 level captures the chronos. And that 100 level is a period of 8 months. Can you get the point now?
Yes, sir.
Meanwhile, in that period of 8 months, that period of 8 months is made up of 2 semesters. And those 2 semesters are made up of 2 exams. Are you getting the point? Assuming one chronos that captures an agenda of God within the general agenda is 100 level. And that 100 level has 2 semesters. Are you getting the point? And those 2 semesters has 2 exam periods. It will mean that the chronos is 8 months divided into 4 months, with each of the 4 months having a kairos of 2 weeks exam. Can you understand this, my explanation?
Yes,
so it will mean that even though kairos is 2 weeks, we don't know, we just know that within 4 months, exam will come. Sometimes you will not see the timetable. You shall know that it will happen in within this period, but you don't know the timetable. So, what will happen is this. You will start reading your books, going to lecture, fasting, praying, whatever you are doing in the context of the process that God has brought you into. Because Chronos captures the process. Kairos captures the reward. Chronos captures what? The process. Kairos captures what? The reward. So when you go to the book of Genesis, stand up. Let me get scripture so that we will have scripture to explain what we are doing. Genesis chapter 4. Let's start from verse 1. Genesis chapter 4 from verse 1. Watch. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived, and what? Bare Cain. And said, I have gotten a man from who? The Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep. But Cain was a tiller of what? The ground. It's unfortunate that of all the places the man wants to go and labor, it is the place that God cursed. May you labor, may you not labor on a cursed ground in Jesus' name. No matter how hard you work, even the fruit of your labor is cursed. He chose, of all the places he wants to labor, is a cursed field. You will waste the grace that is upon your life. Even if any fruit came out of it, it will break heart. It will be the problem of a generation. Watch. Let me see verse 3. Verse 3 is my point. Let's read that first phrase together. 1, 2, ready, go. And in process of time, came to pass. It's enough. And in process of what? Time. The process of time is what is called what? Chronos. There is nothing you can do about, there is a process. So that's why I'm telling you that the Chronos captures what? The process. No. The Chronos captures what? The process. And the Kairos captures what? Good. So in the process of time, this process of time can never be taken away. And in many instances, by experience, men of experience in their work with God, or even teachers, people that has gone ahead of you, can give you, can bring an aggregate of this process of time. Are you getting the point? That's why people like Apostle Arome can come and tell you that if you have not given for 10 years, it might not be exactly 10 years, but it's an aggregate. Are you getting the point? Can you get what I'm saying? If you get me, say amen.
Amen.
So experience can capture aggregate of chronos that it takes for something to happen. Meanwhile, it doesn't necessarily mean that that thing will happen. Are you getting the point? But from experience, you can aggregate and say that if all things being equal, this thing should happen in 3 years of working with God. This one should happen in 5 years of what? Working with God. This one should happen in what? 7 years. This is what experience can offer. Sorry. If it is processed, somebody must have passed through it. And many times a ledger of experience that we have garnered along the path will help us to set an example for people to follow. So if somebody sees a man ahead, he can look at the man as a mentor. If you follow the footstep of the man, you can look at the ledger of his process. So men like Paul will come and say, you know the manner of life that I've lived, the doctrine. Are you getting the point? He's using his life as a ledger to show men the categorization of things that can happen within the process of time. Sometimes the years that it can take for such a thing to mature. All things being what? Equal. There are a few things that need to be put in balance, in context, as a constant. If you are getting my point, say amen.
Amen.
So, the process of time for some things to mature can be, let's take an example, pregnancy. EDD is 9 months. Is it not true? Is it always true? Sometimes seven. If it's seven, we need to keep it in an incubator to finish up. I heard that somebody gave birth after 13 months. 11 months. Yeah, so it will mean that EDD passed. May your EDD not pass.
Amen.
Hi. The amen. You did not say amen because you don't know what I'm saying. No, don't worry. Some of you will come back 3 years, 5 years later and see people that started with you. They took advantage of the season. And you are still behind asking the questions. By then you are now perverse. Because after Jesus has taught them for long, he saw them doing something and they are operating below par. Somebody at this level should have and master this. He said, O ye faithless and what? Perverse generation. So these guys lack the capacity to take advantage of the teachings within the process of time. And when Kairos appeared, and what they should have known was supposed to be put to test, they lack the capacity to deliver. So they call them what? Perverse. So you will not say amen, but finally some of you will say amen in 5 years. Some of you will say amen in 10 years. You know, when we say 5 years, some people say, God forbid. God forbid. The God forbid is to pay attention. The way to forbid, are you getting the point? You are not with me. The way to God forbid the matter is to what? Pay attention. If he demands you praying in tongues as I'm talking, be saying it. In case my ear did not hear well, let the one in my heart hear. Job said once God spoke. How many times did he hear? Many times for you to be able to get the aggregate of the information that God is disseminating in the spirit, you need to hear twice. So the first one you heard is in your ear. The way you will know you did not hear is when the circumstance that should call forth the resource that teaching should administer to you and equip you with the capacity to sustain that period will arrive. You will find out that you are incompetent. Your incompetence is a proof that you only heard once. It's in your jotter, is recorded in a message, but it is not within your inner man. It is not a functional truth, revelation. It is not a functional resource. So, can we get back here? Pay attention. If we can get back here, it means that, wait, I will ask people. Sister, this guy is what? According to our teaching for the last 3 days, this guy is what? Put the mic in her mouth. This guy is what?
The Alpha.
Alpha. And this one is what?
The Omega.
Okay, it's okay. You try. Amen. Assuming that this one is Alpha and that one is Omega, and we have something within this time, let me tell you what is Kairos. Me, that is, remember I have explained Kairos to you, that it is the exam period, but that is a natural explanation. Let me tell you what actually happens within the vista of eternity. Are you paying attention? This is what eternity does, because there is no Kairos except there is an initiation from eternal point of view. Huh? Time itself lacks the capacity to initiate a Kairos. I just hope you understood what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
Time itself on its own lacks the capacity to initiate a Kairos. You on your own lacks the capacity to bring a move of God on your life. What you do is to bring your measure of partnership. And when heaven deems his feet that the cloud is full of rain, they will now say that within this period and within this period, we are going to do this. Watch. Because even when you get to the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 1, the scripture said that when the day of Pentecost was what? Fully. It will mean that there is something like an aggregation, accumulation, cumulative great point. Watch. This is what is Kairos. Within that 8 months, eternity will decide to intervene in time. So anytime eternity intends or decided, planned to intervene in time, so that with their resource they can cause their agenda within a season to come to a manifestation, that window is called what?
Kairos.
So when you studied for 4 months, it is a 4 months of half a one semester. Are you getting the point? So after that 4 months, within a 2 weeks period, we know that eternity will invade. And the intent of their invasion is to allow within time a possibility that is not natural to time. Are you getting the point? What will happen within that 2 weeks is not something you could have achieved, even if it took you to, even if you continue living for 100 years, it is not the years that you live that occasion that kind of visit. So, kairoses of God are seasons that he occasion visits to his people. So that things that were not possible hitherto, with our hitherto emphasis, will suddenly become possible within that kairos. So, eternity steps into time and their invasion suddenly makes a lot of things possible. Because when God moves and invests in time, certain resources that is not there will be available. Certain angels, certain anointings, certain graces, certain opportunities, certain all kinds of things will be available within that window. So that any man that can look up and see can take advantage of that resource made available within that kairos to labor. Meanwhile, it can be for many reasons. Some kairoses are to release graces for laboring. So when a season is opened up and we design that what happened in this season is that eternity stepped into time, and it is called Kairos. It will be important that you discern what is it, what is happening, what is eternity releasing within this Kairos now. First of all, if you will understand that, we have to trace back the purpose that is in the heart of the creator of time, which made him to set out a time frame within the overall general set. And within that time frame, after a process of time, he decided to invade so that within that subset of the general set, something in his mind will come to fulfillment. That thing will never come to fulfillment until he, from the eternal point of view, intervenes in time. Intervenes by himself. In the case of Jesus coming in the flesh, intervenes by the Holy Ghost. In the case of the Holy Ghost appearing on the day of Pentecost. Are you getting the point? Intervenes in the day of Paul, in the guise of Jesus appearing like a light stronger than the sun in his full strength. For Paul, that is a Kairos. And he took years and stayed in the wilderness of Arabia. His desire is to cook this. Baba, it is kafar. That is a man that desires. When Jesus appeared to him, he said, Lord, who art thou? He didn't say, my guy, Alpha. Because there are some people, you can see a gathering where God has ordained to bring you into a season, a function. You come there and start looking for friends, start looking for husband, start looking for wife. Meanwhile, there is a portion in the heart of God that he intended to execute in that season. And he wants to implicate as many men as possible. So he brings us within a conclave. He brings a convergence in the spirit. It is not a convergence of physical men. It's a convergence of destinies in God that have the capacity to carry God. That is, if we yield ourselves to the processes, the things that happens within time to prepare us for the Kairos that captures the invasion of heaven, to release a certain possibility that hitherto was not there. So a season will appear. It will mean that God wants to bring in the chiefs, the harvest, the tabernacles. Huh? People come and say they don't know what it means. The interpretation is, if the tabernacles is coming, it will mean that God will fundamentally conscript laborers. So it will mean that there is a grace that we have to appear in this age now. Are you getting what I'm saying? Oshiba? That age is to indict men into the labors of God for that season. So it will take discernment to find out what God is trying to achieve within this age. That discernment is what will allow you to begin to take decisive steps that will bring you to the frontiers of the grace that powers a season. There is a grace that powers a season. When that season passes and you begin to labor, it will not power you into the fulfillment of the agenda that is in the heart of God. If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
So somebody will come and say, why are we praying like this? It is because the agenda of God in this age is fully resting on much, not just priesthood. Say after me, much priesthood. That means God will only orchestrate his visits in places that have altars that are ranking in the spirit, where you see men praying not because of prayer point, but that God will invade the generation and they pray for long hours. Heaven will begin to orchestrate a visit. They will come there and conscript men. God have decided he will not conscript men outside of prayer and priesthood. That's what is happening, because what is coming will take men that their heart has been tempered by seasons of long priesthood. You fasted as if your life depended on fasting, not to gain anything. You prayed as if your life depended on prayer. Anointing is not enough again, Victor. Huh? We need men that are given to these things. Huh? It was Peter and the apostles that rose and said, we will give ourselves to the ministry of the word and prayer. These are men that have raised the cripple. They came to the beautiful gate. They said, such as I have, I give unto you in the name of Jesus. What? Stand up. These men have seen the miraculous. But when they came back, they said, we give ourselves. For if the agenda of God will be fulfilled within this season, God is building a novel construction. It is the first apostolic church. That means the emphasis of God is on certain matters beyond others. Others are good though. But if the apostolic church will stand, then it will stand on certain pillars. So when we appear within that conclave, God will begin to emphasize on that matter. He will begin to emphasize on it. And it will seem as if he's partial in selecting people. He's not partial. He's just looking for people that have identified what he's doing in a season by discernment. And found out, because he knows that his agenda will not be fulfilled until much of this is brought up before the heavenly altar. That, oh my God. God is working, and what he needs to work is much incense and much priesthood. So if you are the one providing it for him, what do you think he will do? He will be pouring more grace to you. Eh? If it's money you need, he will make sure you never talk about money as long as you are doing what he told you. Eh? So when you are delivering incense, measures, weights before the throne of God, And one day you say, there is no money. You say, God, oh, there is no money. And I need to go and deliver a measure. And they have certified you as a consistent man on the altar. Eh? Your name appears before the heavenly courts. You now have a name. James, do you have a name? When they appear before them, I say, James! As I said the other day, the first angel will ask, let's assume you are the first angel, you will ask, do you know James? They will ask you. You will now ask the second angel. Ask him, do you know James? Turn to this guy. Ask him, do you know James? This guy says he doesn't know. Instead of asking another person, don't appear before the court of heaven like this. They will chase you away. You will not appear again for the next 10 years. It's better you did not appear than appear and misbehave. It's only human beings. You come and appear and you tell them, I'm sorry. They don't say, I'm sorry then. Huh? They will banish you from entrance. You know, some things we say, it seems as if it's such. It's in the Bible. Somebody appeared in a feast and he was improperly dressed. And they sent him out. Do you know what the Bible said? They sent him to outer darkness, where there is gnashing of teeth. I said, what is it? Just because I did not dress well. What is in dressing well? You don't know. There is courtesy. The courtesy of secret place. There is the courtesy of the courts of heaven. There is a courtesy. There is the protocol of the throne and the presence. You don't just appear. Sometimes if you want to appear, you will have to take 3 days to prepare yourself just to appear. So that, because when the king looks upon you and you find favor, he will release his scepter and draw you where certain men don't find themselves. When you come out from there, you are not a normal man. You will carry the breeze and the aroma of the one you fellowshiped with. If you are not prepared, it's not as if God wants to do anything. The whole place is structured to reject certain things. God is not as careless as us. He maintains equilibrium and balance. I don't want to go there. God maintains equilibrium and balance. That is why if you will be called up to certain measures or places in God, you must generate a measure of energy. Because if your energy is lower than where God is calling you up to, if you come there, there will be imbalance in God's ecosystem. And that imbalance is caused by that person that appeared there. He appeared with insufficient energy. But when a man appears with sufficient energy, there will be balance in ecosystem. It will seem as if you fitted in into the construction that is here. When you came to your part, you fitted in. It's not shaking. Are you getting the point? But when you have not generated the measure of energy, when you appear there, there will be imbalance. And God is a God of order. There is something wielded into the fabrics of the functions in heaven that judges disorderliness. As soon as God traces disorderliness, he will not step out. Certain angels, beings will begin to judge that disorderliness. That is how that realm is constructed. That is why sometimes when you have not measured up, the scripture, if God wants to show you, may certain angels will come and be pouring incense and spices in what you did. Because if you ever appear there without the measure of the required quota of incense and energy that it takes, you will receive a judgment. They will say, who is this one that appeared here without being properly clothed? That is why when we come to bedpans, it depends on when you want to do business. We begin to gain energy in the spirit. If you don't gain energy, some angels that are supposed to work with you in ministry, if they appear to you now, you will die. Meanwhile, these angels are supposed to work, partner with you in ministry. Some of the time, when some of those angels that are sent to work with me, when their ministry is activated and I start working, many of you cannot stand me again. Do you know the reason why? My energy level is charged enough to contain their ambience, but your own is not charged enough. So when they appear around you, they will knock you out. When they are normal, they can come and deliver message to you, like the angel Gabriel comes to deliver to Daniel in the night when he's sleeping. The reason why you are only having visions only when you dream is because if they come outside of that, you might not be able to carry it. Until one day Gabriel didn't have time, he came in the day. When he stood, Daniel fell as if he's dead. The angel have to touch him and say, wake up. Because Gabriel was coming from warfare. And because he was coming from warfare, his garment is hot. The energy that he interacted with for 21 days, this man is expending energy. So when he appeared, it became obvious that Daniel is not conversant with that measure of energy. So he fell flat. Lay hold on energy. The traffic of the last days is a traffic of energy and bodies. There are certain dimensions of God we cannot host until we trap energy within our being. When you appear before God, they will see that you are a being of energy. You will just be emitting energy. You'll be emitting energy. It is there that you find out that energy is a language. Energy is a language in that realm. When you appear, certain beings that trap the same dimension, they will be attracted to you. They will come and stay. If a cherubim comes around you, you will die. But they come around some men. And I heard a prophet say that a cherubim came around and he was discussing with me. I said, what is this? These are the kind of being that if they stand and shine on the whole of Southeast, Southeast will begin to do like this. If they put their feet on the sand of time, there will be earthquake. Things will begin to shake just because one angel appeared. And certain men will be walking with them toe by toe. Elijah said, before the Lord God, whom I stand. Elijah, 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 Elijah. It was James that told us the secret of Elijah. He said, Elijah is a man of light passion. And what? He prayed. There is something about prayer that makes men immortal. There is something about prayer that makes you live realm. You begin to touch the immortal dimension of you. What is inside of you, we begin to come out. Because the clothing of a man doesn't come from outside. Your clothing is within. When you groan and travel like Jesus on that mountain, your garment from up, it will begin to shine from within you. And when it shines strong enough, Elijah and Moses will appear and they will be comfortable. Peter will stay outside and say, Lord, let's build two tabernacles. Because they can't step in within the glory quadrant. It's not possible. For you to step in within the glory quadrant, you have to trap the dimension of energy it takes to host that possibility. That's why we tarry long in prayer. It's not as if God cannot answer you after 1 hour, but you need to host something beyond collecting this. You come and collect answer. Collect. Why not host answers? Why not host possibilities? Why not be a man that appears and God will say, I have answered you. I have heard your cry. Then Dennis will step out and Dennis is the answer. I am the answer. I am the answer to a generation. I am the answer. I am the answer. Put your hands here. Pray for 1 minute. Say, I am the answer. I'm the solution. I'm 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 the answer. I carry it. I carry it. I'm the answer.